All right.
So now the definition in the Urban Dictionary, stick it in your ear hole.
Right.
Definition, the best way to apply funky music in order to put a dip in your hip and or a glide in your stride. Example, Parker, I was wondering how I could possibly put some pep in my step. Any suggestions, Damien? Damien. Well, it's simple, Parker. stick it in your ear hole. I'm going to pick my nose. Thanks, Damien. You're a true friend.
You didn't put the pick your nose thing, did you? Because I don't normally suggest, I don't normally tell you when I'm picking my nose.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me while I pick my butt.
Excuse me while I pick my butt. Take some funky music, stick it in your ear hole. So, let's just start out the podcast, right?
Okay.
Max Phillips.
I was going to say, why don't we each take a turn and tell something that we love about Max Phillips.
Okay. He made the suggestion to do this podcast.
He did.
He is one of the one of the originators. I would almost say that he is pretty much the founding forefather of this podcast.
I kind of think we're the founding forefathers.
There's only two of us.
Okay, then he's the third father.
Okay.
And Jeremy might be the fourth father.
Jeremy, yeah, could be.
Because someone else suggested Jeremy and it at Jared, the same time.
Jared Newswanger.
So Max and Lou are one of
they'll count as one
forefather, and Jared and Jeremy.
Because they both did it at the same time. Right. You know, like Jared and Jeremy were at the table at the same time when they suggested it, right. And Lou and Max were together at Alan's party when they suggested it.
Correct.
So, but then are we one unit?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, because I've been suggesting it for years.
Years.
And you've been like,
eh, no, the only thing you've been suggesting is that I take my weekends, which are more valuable to me than any amount of money, and waste them converting your crappy garage into a sound studio.
No, I've only recently suggested that.
Recently, as in the last 4 years.
Wait a minute.
Even before you own the house.
Oh, well. I was trying to pad.
You mentioned it the first time when I was helping you move in.
No.
You were like, we should change that into a sound studio.
No, I want to make it into an editing studio.
Right, of sound.
I thought you were going to fix my roof.
Get to work on that.
Yeah. You're like, we can fix it. I was like, oh, I'll just hire someone. You're like, oh, no.
No, I thought I could fix the ceiling. I don't know if I could fix the roof.
Well, now what am I going to do?
Well,
I already canceled my constructioner.
We're getting off the topic.
Yeah.
The point is Max Phillips is a great guy.
Max Phillips is an amazing man. He's a visionary.
He's a visionary. He is the visionary of Lancaster.
Yeah.
A creative visionary.
Creative. He is the founder, well, the co-founder of Not Bad Design.
Which is amazing.
Amazing. It should not be called Not Bad Design. It should be called Amazing Design.
Right.
Because their work is amazing.
Right.
And they do great things for our community.
Yes.
And Kirby also was the other person.
Right. The other founder. Right. So, but Max Phillips, also the founder of a great podcast.
Yes.
That we really enjoy called...
Creatively Wired.
Creatively Wired. And it just tells you all the stuff that's going on in Lancaster. And it's a really great podcast. So it tells you what's going on in the area and who's doing what and what's going on. And it's really informative. Like, Damien and I, a long time ago, wanted to try to put together some kind of website because we thought there was some absence of what awesome stuff's going on in Lancaster. And I feel like, Max definitely, like, you know, did that.
Yeah.
He made it happen, you know, where we were just like thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Well,
he did it for real.
We actually, that's kind of how we first met Max, because he was going to be one of the, him and they were the two
that's
first
true.
People we were going to interview.
That's true.
And
then we, like all other projects, gave up on it.
Except for apparently Parker and I are only equipped to do this, to add nothing.
And also like, barely.
In the, it, like after you, like after you're done listening to Creatively Wired, you're like, I'm informed and I want to get out there and see what's going on. After you listen to this, you go, I just lost a half, I just lost some information, I think.
I think I lost information in my head.
I think there's, I'm less knowledgeable about the world.
I somehow am, yeah, don't listen to them together. Listen to us first, Creatively Wired second.
Right.
Because then you will stay informed.
We're
if you
like,
listen to them first, we will cancel out any information you learn.
Like together we're like a speedball of podcasting where we're the downer. And they are the upper.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
If you have too much Creatively Wired, well, you'll probably be okay. But
right.
If you have too much sticking in your ear hole, you're not going to be okay.
You'll probably kill yourself.
With laughter.
With.
I mean, they're,
Let's be honest.
Well, you actually might feel better about yourself after listening to us because you'd be like, at least I'm not those guys.
That's true. That's a good take on it. Let's go with that. That could be our tagline. Yeah. Stick it in your ear hole. At least you're not as bad as these guys.
At least you're not us.
Yeah.
Like
it could
that.
Always be worse.
That could be our t-shirt.
Stick it in your ear hole. It could always be worse.
It could always be worse.
You could be us.
You could be, yeah. At least I'm not these guys. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it on t-shirts.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, I like it.
All right, we're done.
Do it. Boom. So anyway. Thank you, Max Phillips.
Max Phillips, your show is great. I learned a lot about the music launch.
Every time I listen to it, I learn about things that I didn't even know were going on.
No, right. It's like I know their goal is mainly what they do is design work. Like Ann and him run the Creative House of Lancaster, which is really cool.
Another awesome thing.
Yeah, it's a like a networking thing for creative right. professionals, and I think that
like
what,
a coven.
Yeah, like a Masons of creative.
It's like Freemasons.
Like the Freemasons.
They will not let you in if you're Catholic.
No, you will get paddled. You get there's a 2 mile paddle line that you have to go through to become a member. Well, maybe that was just me though.
Yeah, and no, they hit you with easels.
Easels.
Or no, what are the pallets?
No,
pallets, not paddles.
T squares. They hurt.
Yeah,
they're
that
not
edge.
You don't get hit with the flat side.
Ooh, like a little pickaxe right in your back. But anyway, that's your initiation. And then once you're in, you can network, find new people in Lancaster that are doing awesome stuff. And ultimately...
They have a lottery every month. And if you win, you get murdered. That's the only other thing.
I forgot about that part. That's why we stopped going.
That is why. Because...
Because that one
because
time...
Because that's when we started this podcast.
I was off by one number. That
yeah.
one day, remember?
Right.
I was really nervous.
And that was right around the time we started this podcast. And I was like, hey, I think I have something to live for here.
Right.
I might start going again.
Yeah. Because now that we're 11 episodes in, I realize, yeah, this really wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be.
I think we got 14 listeners.
All right, but anyway, so Max Phillips.
So,
thanks
no,
for
but
doing
honestly, what I was trying to say before that was, you know, they do all these really great things with connecting people to other people in Lancaster, but I think you don't have to be like creative. You don't have to be like someone who's a designer to listen to their show because I feel like I've learned, you know, a lot. Like, it's not like I'm a designer because I'm
right.
not. Like,
yeah,
I learned
yeah.
about like the Lancaster Music conference. And just all sorts of cool things. They talked to, you know, they just talked. I didn't even know, like, someone from XPM lived in Lancaster. Now I do.
It's crazy.
Now I do. Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max Phillips. Yeah, I mean, I work at Lancaster Laboratories. I mean, I'm as far from design as possible, and I get a lot out of their podcast. So check it out, for
yeah.
sure. Anybody who listens to this, check
There's
that
actually
one out.
A link
but
on
don't
our...
start listening to them instead of us.
No.
Because theirs is better. Sometimes
most betterly. Hey, we may be doing a joint podcast.
Oh,
with
that
them.
Would be fun
so,
to drag them down. To
I know,
our
I
level.
Want
to
see if they can if they can
make
handle it.
It.
Max and Ann. I think Ann will crack.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Yeah.
Don't stop. I don't know why that song made sense.
Really,
it did in my head though. Makes sense.
Let's just forget it happened.
We can edit it out.
But I'm pretty sure Ann will crack. Under the weight of our ridiculousness.
Well, she'll crack under the weight of just me.
No. You don't actually physically need to sit on it.
She will crack.
I know that's how we do our podcast. But you're sitting on me. But that's not how we do. That's not how other people do. We just find it more comfortable that way.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
It's, you don't have to go to the chiropractor anymore.
Yeah. And my lungs are stronger.
A lot stronger.
Like, I don't even huff and puff anymore when we're doing this. Like, you've really trained me to...
The compression is so mighty.
Yeah.
That's great. No, that's good. So, well, this leads me to my next point.
Okay.
Just since I have it up. So questions about Facebook etiquette, seeing as that's been infiltrating our lives.
Yeah.
And when I say our, I mean the whole world, because it's pretty bad. What do you do when somebody requests to be your friend once or twice and you ignore them, but then they keep requesting, you know? But, like, you don't quite know who they are.
Right.
Well, you kind of have an idea. What? Here's basically what happened to me. This guy requested me, and I could see that he went to my high school. And basically what it comes down to is, like, I don't obviously remember everybody from high school. And as I've mentioned in prior podcasts, I wasn't really the coolest kid. Due to my own right. like, right. my own doings. Not because of anybody right. else's doings.
That's not, we don't need to revisit it.
No, man. We definitely don't need to.
I know that was hard.
But due to my ridiculousness, I of course wasn't the most popular kid. So when somebody like requests me out of the blue, really it's a flip of the coin. Well, it's a flip of like the coin if it's a weighted coin and it'll always come up heads. Yeah. Like if heads means it's probably somebody that didn't like me in right. high school, and tails meaning that maybe it's somebody I remember. I feel like I remember everybody that I was pretty much friends with in high school because there wasn't many. You know, it's easy to remember five people.
You're bringing people down part that I was talking about.
But so I couldn't remember who it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to admit, like, there were some people that maybe didn't necessarily, like, they weren't actively against me, but they were just there that in the peripheral, you know, in the periphery, like, where I don't necessarily had any relationship with him. So I didn't know who this guy was, like, but I knew he went to my high school. So it was like, so I just was like, you know what? Let me just tackle this head on. I want to do like a thought experiment. Just see where this goes. So this is basically the exchange. I'm just going to read some of the email exchange that happened.
Okay.
So this is after a third request that I've ignored.
Two
I ignored. The third one I was like, I got to email this guy.
The first thing, though, like, you think he would get the point.
Well,
like,
I thought
why
maybe,
does he have to be your friend?
Well, I think maybe he just was like, I think maybe he, like, didn't realize he kept clicking it or something. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm under the assumption that I was as little as his friend as I'm imagining. So, like, he probably forgot that he even requested me. He probably saw me once and was like, request, like, because he was requesting a million people.
Yeah.
And then saw me again and was like, oh, request party. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
that kind of idea, I think. And, like, I'm going to admit, like, I don't even think this is egotistical. But, like, I have a memorable name. Like, more so than other people. You know what I mean?
You are so full of yourself.
It's not my fault.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, it's like, you don't meet a lot of people named Parker
right.
in your life. And, like, I've only met, like, a few, you know what I mean, in my entire life. And you know.
With like, a name like Parker, you can't lose.
So, you know, this dude's name is I mean, not to, I won't say his last name,
yeah,
but his name's William. So, I mean, like,
that's pretty common.
Bill, I don't know if he goes by Will or Bill or Will, you know, whatever. Yeah. He could be anybody. And so, I don't remember him. And his last name really wasn't a help, I'll be honest. Like, it was like a name that, like I kind of recognized it, but it wasn't anything that I was like, oh, that guy, you know?
Right.
So basically, I was like, let's tackle this head on. Let's go for it. So, my initial email to him is, I am not really sure who you are. I do not mean to sound mean, but I only accept requests from people I know, which is totally like I've gotten that message from people on Facebook that like I read their blog
right.
and then like I'm like, oh, they're on Facebook. And then they friend request them and they're like, I generally only accept people that I know in real life,
which is acceptable, though.
Right. right?
Because but, you're recognizing these people
right.
for something that they're doing.
Absolutely.
And that person's, I mean, it's acceptable because you don't really know.
Right. Absolutely. And So I was like not trying to sound like, but I definitely feel like I was coming across like, yeah, I get a lot of friend requests. I can't just be accepting all of them willy nilly. Meanwhile, I'm friends with like the spring and summer and fall or something. Like, I'm, no, it's like, you know, like you, like, yeah, some of the BS that's on Facebook.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean? It's like, oh, I don't know about you. However, I'm friends with Bill Cosby.
I'm friends with,
and now friends with Turkey Hill. Did you see that? They have their own page now.
That was ridiculous. Sorry. So, okay. So his response to me is, come on, Parker. You don't remember me? You got to be kidding me. We went to Brook Memorial together. I used to hang out with Megan and Debbie, which is two friends of mine that I do remember. So now I'm like, okay, well, at least, I mean, that puts them in a little bit more of a category that maybe I can deal with. But Megan and Debbie were really popular.
Yeah.
And I was only friends with them because they went to my church,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then I got to know them. So, like, that was my connection to a couple of popular kids. So they could be really anybody at this point.
Right.
Like, this guy could be, like, captain of the football team, you know, that used to, like, you know, jump on me.
Did that really happen? Because I'm
one time. No, one. I don't know if he was on the. I can't remember. But this one guy, Brian. I was walking like to the track to do my 18-minute mile, and this guy, all of a sudden, a guy jumped on me like to do a piggyback ride.
Oh,
and he was like, you know, he was kind of like making comment like Suey, you know, like that he was riding a pig. Maybe, you know, and I was like trying to like go. I love it. Well, no, I did know it wasn't that guy because that guy, I knew his name, but no. So yeah, anyway,
you even forget a guy like that. Son of a bitch.
It's so great. So then my response to that was, because I have been trying to get back in touch with Megan and Debbie, you know, like those are two friends that I kind of lost touch with, and I would like to, you know, get to know, like what they're doing and stuff. So I write back, I am sorry. I'm really not trying to be a jerk, but I simply cannot remember you. If there was a story of a specific event or time, I mean, I know I must have seen you around school, but your name just does not ring a bell. I feel like I'm coming across like a total a-hole, but I haven't. But I haven't talked to either Megan or Debbie since high school. I would love to get back in touch with either of them if you have their info. Thanks for dropping me a line. So now I'm like kind of like laughing at this point because I'm like thinking like this is kind of just funny at this point.
Yeah.
So then he writes back, we hung out a few times. I just don't remember anything specific. I remember you used to live around the state streets like that.
So this guy's really trying.
Yeah, he's at this point we're not friends because all I'm doing is messaging him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, not, I haven't accepted it, right? So he goes, I remember you used to live around the state streets, I think, which I did, you know. Like all my development was all like Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, California, right? So, and then he wrote, I think I was even at your house, which I was like, whoa, what the hell? Maybe it was when, you know, I had some kids show up that wanted to fight me.
He just immediately saying it's like an enemy.
Yeah. So it's all right. I forget a lot of people too. LOL, by the way. He wrote that. Okay. So he goes, I haven't seen Debbie in a while. I just saw Megan 6 months ago and she was living down by Seaside. It's an area in New Jersey. I was going to stop by her parents to get her number. When I get in touch, I will let you know. So I write back. Really? You were at my house? Do you have a picture of you besides the one on your kick-ass motorcycle, which is his profile picture?
You say your kick-ass motorcycle?
Yeah, because the only picture is him on a motorcycle with his helmet on. So I'm like, I can't remember even by facial like recognition. And then I go, I am way better with faces. I hope your life is going well. And then he writes on, I hope your life is going well.
Is that it?
At this point, I have still not friended him.
Yeah.
So then he writes back, you know, like, yeah, whatever. Okay. So this is a guy I haven't talked to. I barely remember him, right?
Right.
And I've sent him three messages, and he sent me two, right? So this is the following message about I hope your life is going well. Just kind of like dropping the conversation.
Right.
He goes, yeah, on my page there's a few pictures. Yeah, my life's going pretty good. I'm trying to sell my house to move back closer to my family, but this market sucks. One day it should sell. How have you been? Like, I don't even know this guy.
Okay.
And he's
so
talking about
guy,
selling his house.
This guy's trying. He's like, you know what? He's like, I want Parker to know that I don't want to just, I'm not just collecting friends. I'm going to entertain his question, and I'm going to tell him something real. And now you're like, I don't want...
That's ridiculous. Like, I haven't talked to this guy forever. And he's like, I mean, maybe it's like the only thing in his life right now. Like, I know how hard it is to sell a house. I imagine how hard it is to sell a house. But like, I was just like,
maybe he thinks
out of the blue,
test.
Like out of the blue, he's just like talking to me like whatever. So at this point, I think this is just ridiculous.
At least it wasn't like, yeah, I've had a pretty bad drug habit.
Still trying to kick it.
Yeah.
Any help you can give
me
would be great.
I'm looking for prayer.
And a place to crash.
Correct.
So I'm like, at this point, I'm like, this is just ridiculous. This is a ridiculous exchange at this point. So I go, I have been great. Just wondering how Debbie and Megan have been.
Oh my gosh. You're an asshole.
How's your motorcycle? Remember that time in high school when I dressed up as Waldo in the senior picture? That was fun.
Are you trying to, like, get him to say something?
I just wanted to see how far I could push it, you know, because at this point I'm like, I'm obviously not going to be friends with this guy. So right. I just for the comedic value alone, I just want to see what I can say to him. And then he goes, this is his response back. And then this is where I had to drop it because I'm like, this is just getting ridiculous. He'll respond to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember the Waldo senior day, LOL. I love my bike. Any nice day and free time I get, I'm on it. It's just a great feeling. I've been riding for about 5 years now. Haven't heard anything about Debbie. Megan was doing very well. So you just respond to whatever I say.
Like, you should email him right now.
Okay, what should I say? This is almost good. Going on a month ago.
This is interactive. Be like, hey man, just didn't know if you heard anything. Which one hasn't
did
he
you
heard
get,
from?
Yeah, did you get Megan's phone number yet?
Yeah. Yeah, email him that and be like, what kind of bike is that? Because you got it. And okay. Then say something, ask him if you remember something else that you did. Just make it all one-sided.
Okay, yeah. Hey, okay, how about like...
But do mention his bike. Just only thing you want to know about him is
his
motorcycle.
Pretty much like from this point on, I'll just keep plugging the Debbie and Megan thing. Asking about his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And then reminiscing about a specific event.
Something that you did. But only, like, yeah, just not, like, even school-wide. Just something that you, unless you don't. But
yeah,
like,
no. Yeah. Something that I specifically did.
And then
remember
be
that
like,
time I did this or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do that and see what he does.
Okay.
So when do you think, when was the time frame that he would normally get back to you?
Pretty much, like, that same day.
This is exciting. Stick. Stick it, mama. In the ear hole. In the ear hole. Take a funky music and stick it in your ear hole.